Okay, Marcel Pursuit with the Sports Inquirer, here with Andrea Book and Eliza Zachary. Start with you, Eliza. This past weekend, dropped two road matches, Arkansas State and Arkansas Little Rock. What were some of the positives that the team did well during those performances?
What we really did well during UALR was come together as a team and try and be as consistent as possible. Our defense and service was phenomenal. The girls really worked hard to improve from the Arkansas State game to the UALR game, and they really showed like how much they wanted to perform.
And Andrea, right now you're midway through the conference season. Where do you think the team is right now relative to when you started conference season about 2-3 weeks ago?
Our team has improved in leaps and bounds. Just over the weekend, we were watching our game from the first time we played UALR, and it was just amazing to all of us how far we've come. Our defense is grittier, our offense is more aggressive. Just overall, it's just amazing how far we've come.
Okay, good. And we'll come up to these matches coming up now. You have two home matches, but we'll start with Friday at Texas State. And Eliza, what are two or three things the team's going to have to do well to come out with the victory this Friday?
That's a good question.
You can answer it too. Either one of you can chime into that, because I was asking the same thing. So what does the team have to do well overall to come out with a victory? Offensively, defensively, setting, blocking, anything like that?
I think overall this week in practice, we're just going to chug along doing our usual routine of just a completely aggressive defense as well as aggressive offense. We have great sets, and just really winning the pass and serve game, I think, will really work well for Texas State.
Okay, good. And I was going to ask overall, how's the transition been? Well, coach is right behind me. This is unusual. But no, you're fine. No, how's the transition been going overall with the team? You've had a full half season now with coach and new players and incorporating everybody. How's the team vibe right now? Any one of you can answer.
It's really positive. Since the moment Sally got here, she's been teaching us new things about volleyball and life, from like trusting each other to playing as a team and being a family, to skills in volleyball.
Okay, good. And we'll move it over to you. As a senior, go back to me 2-3 years ago when you were looking at schools. What appealed to you about Georgia State?
Georgia State really appealed to me because it's a great school in a great large city, but athletics has such a great sense of family here. Although it's a large school, it has always felt very communal to me.
Yeah, but both of you can answer this. How has the program grown in the past 3-4 years? Since then, you've probably committed. You've seen football emerge and some other programs develop. Just describe the growth of the athletic department overall here at Georgia State.
It's really excelled. When you look at all the different changes in coaching staff to new athletic directors to even new players coming in and out of the program, you see a lot of people coming out of all the athletics programs going to play professional or getting these amazing careers. And you just see like how much the athletic program grows these players and to become successful people someday.
Okay.